Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God, you are not a man. Lord, we exalt you. You are good, you are kind. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We lift up your name. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. Thank you for this day, O Lord. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus, for another Sunday. Oh, we worship your holy name. We exalt you, O Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Father, we bless you for your mercy, for your kindness, for your favor. O Lord, all around us, we worship you. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Jesus. We humble ourselves before you. We say, we are nothing but for your grace, but for your mercy. We honor you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will pour out your goodness upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 16th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Today, I stand on the word of the Lord and I silence every voice that is speaking evil concerning my life, that is speaking evil concerning my day. I silence you forever. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of defeat, every whisper of failure, every whisper of frustration. I silence you forever. In the name of Jesus, I roar up in faith. I stand in faith. I overcome. I declare I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I take back my territory in the name of Jesus. I recover all that has been stolen from me in the name of Jesus. Every demonic timeline that is set into my day, I cancel you and I replace you with the divine timeline in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare, for this is my set time to receive mercy, to receive favor from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I release angels on assignment over my life to enforce the fulfillment of God's promises, to enforce the release of God's provision for me this day. In the name of Jesus, every lies of the enemy is frustrated over my day. Every token of the wicked, token of the evil ones is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, today I break free from any form of limitation. In the name of Jesus, this day, for I wait upon the Lord, I soar up with wings as eagle. My strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the mercy of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appointment with evil, appointment with accident, appointment with the trap of the enemy over this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I release the fire of Holy Ghost to go through this day and consume every works of the evil one, every works of darkness, every trap of the evil one, every wicked altar that is laid into this day. Let the fire of Holy Ghost consume them. In the name of Jesus, I affirm the word of the Lord over my life. Oh, I declare that the word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. I am guided by his word. I am guided by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord opens me up for favor, opens me up for opportunities. In the name of Jesus, mercy for protection, mercy for exemption. In the name of Jesus, I declare, oh, that the grace of God is released upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I walk in the finished work of Christ. I walk in divine connection. I walk in the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into my day. I declare nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus. Oh, today you will not be a cycle of defeat for me, for I overcome by the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into praising the Lord today like we do every Sunday, I want to quickly remind us of the program that is ahead of us. Praise the Lord. by the grace of God, this week is going to be the week that we celebrate our first year anniversary. We are going to be having two meetings this week, one on Thursday, which is on the 20th of August, Thursday, 20th of August, 2026, by 12 noon, and Sunday, 23rd of August, by 2 p.m., by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songoelele Road in Ibadan. I want you to keep it in mind. On Thursday is by 12 noon. Sunday is by 2 p.m. by the grace of God. Oh, the Lord is ready to lay his grace upon you. The theme for the program is sharpening the edge. I want you to come and present yourself before the Lord so that the Lord will renew your strength. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we'll be reading from the book of Psalm 66. We are reading from verse 1 to verse 9. Make a loud shout to God, all the earth. Sing praise for the glory of his name. Establish his praise as glorious. Say to God, how fearsome are your works. Because of the abundance of your strength, your enemies will cower before you. All the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is fearsome in his deed towards the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There, let us be glad in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples, and make the sound of his praise heard, who establish us among the living and does not allow our feet to stumble. Amen. Praise God. Our God is good. I want you to praise the name of the Lord this day. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let us make a gladsome noise, a gladsome shout to praise our God for his mercy and for his grace over us. The Lord is good. There is no turning back on his goodness upon us. His mercy is forevermore. I want you to sing forth the honor of his name in the manner that he has appeared unto you this week, this month, and so far this year, 2026. I don't know, maybe you understand. I want you to begin to call God in the manner of name that he has appeared unto you in this year, 2026, that he has appeared unto you in this last week, that he has appeared unto you in this week, in this month of August that we've started so far. Today is 16. We are on the second half of the month. Today is 16. How the Lord has appeared unto you. Call him Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. The Lord is our provider, my provider. He has been providing for all my needs. The scripture says that the Lord will provide for all your needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. The provision is according to the riches in glory of the Lord. It is not by my strength, but it is by provision. It is not by my job status, not by my business strength, but by the provision of the Lord. He is my Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, El Roy, the God that sees me, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that is sufficient for me. I don't need to call on any other God, for he alone is sufficient for me. He is the Lord God, my peace. He said in his word that peace I give unto you, peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, he is the Lord my shalom. He is Yahweh my shalom, the Lord my peace. Oh, he is my El Sahel, the Lord my strength. He is my strength. He has said that he will give strength unto me to mount up with wings as eagle as I wait upon him. He is my Abba, my Father, my Abba, my Father. I want you to call forth the honor of his name in the manner that the Lord has appeared unto you so far in this year 2026. Oh, give testimony of his mercy. Tell the Lord, thank you, for you are my provider. Oh, you are my provider. You are my Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord that heals me. You are my Jehovah Rapha. You are my Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. Oh, you are God that sees me all the time. You are El Roy unto me. You are El Shaddai, my all sufficient one. You are Yahweh Shalom. You are God my peace. You are my Abba. Oh, my father. Call the Lord the name in which he has appeared to you so far in this year 2026, so far in this month of August 2026. Give glory unto him. Thank the Lord for his faithfulness and for his love upon you and your household. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Father, we come before you this morning and we bless your name, for you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for there is no searching of your understanding. Oh Lord, we worship you, for you are the Lord that established us among the living, and you are the one that will not allow our feet to stumble. For you, the Lord, you are the one that hold our soul in life, and you will not suffer our feet to be moved. Thank you for planting our feet on the solid rock. Thank you for being the anchor that we are holding on. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.